The Talisman by Linda LaPlante, read by Rula Lenska.
He must lie with his treasures, be they tin or gold, resting in finery his back to the soil. One wheel of his vargan must light up with fire. In the flame is the evil, his pain and his soul. But beware of his talisman, carved out of stone. If not in his palm, then a curse is foretold. For who steals the charm of a Dukerin's son will walk in his shadow, bleed with his blood, cry loud with his anguish and suffer his pain. His unquiet spirit will rise up again. His footsteps will echo unseen on the ground until the curse is fulfilled, the talisman found.
2 weeks after the burial of his father, Alex Stubbs was sent to Rochester House, a large Victorian building with a 6-foot wall and another 6 feet of barbed wire on top. Rochester was an assessment point until the boys went before the Beak to be sentenced for their crimes. Alex, being 15, was placed in a dormitory with the older boys, all hardened to reform school life. Throughout their waking hours, they were monitored by the warders. At night, Alex could find no comfort in sleep. To blank out the terrible pictures of his dying father wrapped in his mother's arms, he willed himself to conjure the dream he had dreamed when he had first been held in jail.